Millions of kids are heading back to school, and parents and teachers are doing all they can to keep kids healthy. Well, there's one company that's looking to keep kids safe, and it certainly has skyrocketed in popularity over the last several weeks. We want to bring in the co-founders of Happy Masks. We have Melinda Huang and Ed Fu, a husband and wife team, joining us. Melinda and Ed, it's great to see you both. Melinda, I'll direct the first question to you because I think so many parents are looking into various types of masks, trying to figure out which one makes the most sense for their child. You certainly have seen a jump in interest for your product. What separates Happy Masks from everything else that's on the market?
Yeah, I would say it's probably two things. First and foremost, one would be our filtration, where we've been tested to block 99.9% of all airborne particles. And that's really important, especially now with so much concern around the Delta variant. And then the other piece is our unique shape. And we affectionately call it a beak shape. It sticks out a tad bit so that it doesn't touch your nose and mouth. And this is especially important for kids because they're needing to wear it for 6 to 8 hours a day. They're needing to talk with it and breathe with it on. And anything that's not comfortable, that's rubbing against their nose and mouth, they won't want to keep on. So I would say it's those two aspects that I think have really helped our mask grow in popularity, especially with kids.
Hey, it's Brian Chung here. What have you seen in terms of demand, especially ahead of the back to school season? What does your kind of order book look like right now? What's interesting is I saw that your company, about 80% of your sales are specifically kids' masks. So how are you marketing this also to them? Because we know that, you know, patterns are important to the demographic.
Yeah, definitely. Well, early on, some of the feedback we got back in 2020 was that parents really wanted their kids to wear these masks, but our patterns weren't good enough. So we really invested a lot in coming up with the designs that kids really love, such as unicorns, space, mermaids, rainbows. And then in terms of our demand, do you want to take that question?
Yeah, since the middle of July, we've seen our demand increase about 10 times. And I think this is really a combination of the whole country learning about the impact of the Delta variant in combination with kids going back to school, right? I think last year there were some parts of the country where kids were going in-person school and some were in virtual. But this year, most of the kids are going back to in-person school. So the combination of those two events really catalyzed this spike in demand starting from mid-July.
So, Ed, how are you meeting that demand? Because I was reading you only have 15 employees. If you see that big of a jump in demand, that's obviously going to put some strain on your business. Are you looking to expand at all as a result?
We are. We're looking to expand. You know, we have our wait list is over 80,000 people right now. We are working on production to try and ramp up our supply. But, you know, making masks, you need to make sure that you maintain a high level of standard of quality, because obviously these are masks designed to protect children when they're in in-person school. So while we are scaling, we are being thoughtful about how we scale our production.
So can I ask about the founding of this company? Obviously, when it comes to the wearing of masks here stateside, this is really kind of a COVID phenomenon. But at least in Asia, I mean, I'm Taiwanese, Hong Kongese. I've seen masks in Asia for many years, especially after SARS. So when did you kind of just ideate the Happy Mask business and scale it up? Because I imagine there's a lot of competitors in this space right now.
Yeah, I think what really sets our mask apart is that they weren't developed overnight as a response to COVID. They were actually, the filtration technology was developed almost 20 years ago, first for wastewater treatment. And then when SARS, a type of coronavirus, hit Taiwan, my father, in partnership with a scientist there, thought about how do we convert this into a mask form. So the initial technology was developed so many years ago, and over the course of these last almost 20 years, they've really tried to perfect this beak shape so that it's comfortable. The way it's created is almost like an origami approach. So it's really difficult to replicate. These masks have been available in Taiwan all of these years. And then at the start of COVID, my mom sent a box of them here to the U.S. because she was so worried about us. And then one thing led to another, which resulted in us starting the business back in May of 2020.
Are there certain areas of the country where you're seeing most of your orders come from? And are you shipping on an international basis as well?
Yeah, I would say the areas where we're seeing the most of the orders come in are, I would say, the more liberal states, such as California and New York. And we also get a lot of requests from customers who are in some of the states that are harder hit right now, such as Texas and Florida. It's almost become a thing where they'll ask if they can get bumped up in our wait list because they come from these states. And it's a hard thing for us to juggle fairness and also understanding the plights of some of our customers who are reaching out.
Well, we wish you both all the best. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us here today. Yahoo Finance, Linda Wong and Ed Fu, the co-founders of Happy Mask. Thanks again.